Are you a planner and a goal setter? Someone who likes to help others arrange their finances with a biblical worldview? Hi, I'm Rob West. If that sounds like you, you'll be excited to hear there's a whole new career field for you as a Christian financial planner. I'll talk about that with Kurt Kornfield of Liberty University today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, I'm excited to have with me today Kurt Kornfield. He's Associate Professor of Financial Planning at Liberty University, a certified financial planner, and a certified Kingdom Advisor. So he has a few diplomas on the wall. Kurt, great to have you with us on the program.
What a pleasure it is to be with you today, Rob.
Kurt, you and I have been working on this for a long, long time, and I'm so excited to tell our audience about what is now a true career track in Christian financial planning. It's a program that you lead at Liberty. We'll talk about what's happening there as well as other universities around the country. But first, why don't you explain what it is?
Yeah, Rob, thank you. About 12 years ago now, Liberty University was the first evangelical school to offer a CFP, which stands for Certified Financial Planner Program. And a year later, with Ron Blue's help, we were able to add the Certified Kingdom Advisor training to our program as well.
Yeah.
And so now we've been doing this for 12 years, and there's some other schools that have joined in on the fun. But the cool thing is we're able to insert all the biblical wisdom that comes from the Kingdom Advisor training into our curriculum. So our students are well prepared to enter this industry with a biblical worldview.
I love it. And it really matches, I think, the heart of this emerging generation, which is to connect impact and meaning to their work. It's something we should all be thinking about, but it seems like it's especially important for this next generation. From a just a university standpoint, Kurt, what type of program is this?
Yeah, so each of the schools that are offering this might do things a little bit different, but at Liberty University, it's part of our School of Business. So when our students graduate, they actually get a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration with a concentration in financial planning. And that concentration in financial planning actually leads to their ability to sit for the CFP exam. And that puts them on a fast track to become a certified financial planner. All of the universities that now offer this would put their students on that same fast track.
Okay. And the differentiator here is that now with the CFP education alongside the CKA, they're ready to actually sit for both. One, the CFP being really the industry standard for financial planning, but then obviously Certified Kingdom Advisor brings the biblical worldview alongside it.
Yeah. And so I think what you know is there's a lot of Christian advisors out there. By some estimates, there might be as many as 100,000. And when they look to add people to their teams, they often find it difficult to find young people with a similar worldview. And now that these Christian universities are developing people right at the front end of their careers, that there's a natural fit there. And it's really been exciting to see that these Christian advisors out there are, you know, very anxious to hire our students.
Well, give us a little sense of what's going on there, because I know as you not only teach the students and run this program, you're also hearing from and experiencing advisors showing up on campus to interview your students.
Yeah, this semester, this is the fall semester, we'll have 16 different employers actually, in some cases, fly in. We have employers flying in today to visit with our students tomorrow. And it's just exciting to see that there's that much demand for the students coming out of these programs.
Yeah, Kurt, I know you have some estimates on the number of your graduates now working for a Certified Kingdom Advisor. Can you give us a rough gauge of that?
Yeah, since we've been doing this 12 years now, we've had about 300 graduates on the residential side. That's the side I'm most involved with. There is online students as well. It's a little harder to track the online students, but the residential students that we're tracking, about 70% of them that actually choose to go into this industry are now working for either a certified kingdom advisor or someone that certainly has a biblical worldview that's part of the way they serve their clients.
I love it. Well, we'll continue to unpack this, A Career Path in Christian Financial Planning. We're joined today by Associate Professor of Financial Planning at Liberty University, Kurt Kornfield. Much more to come just around the corner. Stick around.
On American Family Radio. Hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. Even if you will, I won't. Catchy phrase, isn't it? What are your even ifs? In the book of Daniel, three young men are brought before the king for not worshiping the image the king has set before them. In a rage, he threatens to throw them into a blazing furnace. Their response was gutsy, to say the least. They said, God is able to save us, but even if he does not, we will not serve or worship your gods. Jesus said, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel. Be salt and light in a dark world. My point, even if you don't feel qualified, even if you get hives just thinking about it, even if no other Christian you know is sharing their faith, you will. Your job is to ignite revival outside the walls of your church by moving everyone, every day, closer to Jesus. Get help sharing your faith at igniteamerica.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the MoneyWise program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Are you in need of hope, encouragement, and the love of God? I'm Pastor Salem. I'd like to invite you to join us for the Christian Worship Hour. For decades, I've been teaching the Word of God so that people everywhere can experience the love and power of a personal relationship with our Lord. Tune into this station this weekend and prepare to be blessed and encouraged by another life-changing message.
Learn more about our program at ChristianWorshipHour.com.
Sometimes you just need a little guidance to help point you in the right direction.
In 300 feet, turn right.
If you're feeling lost when it comes to your finances, we're here to help. You can connect with a trained MoneyWise coach absolutely free. A MoneyWise coach can help you build a personal budget, develop a plan to knock out your debt, and more. Visit MoneyWise.org/connect. That's MoneyWise.org/connect.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and this is Biblical Wisdom for Your Financial Decisions. We're joined today by my friend Kurt Kornfield. Kurt is Associate Professor of Financial Planning at Liberty University. He's a certified financial planner and a certified kingdom advisor. He's here today to talk about an exciting new career track in Christian financial planning. That's right. Here at Kingdom Advisors, along with the work of the Ron Blue Institute, we've partnered with Liberty and a number of other universities that we'll share in just a moment to prepare the next generation of certified financial planners along with the Certified Kingdom Advisor educational program so that they're prepared to sit for both designations as they're entering the workforce. And Kurt, as you shared, not only are they being equipped in a way that other students aren't with the biblical worldview, but there's real jobs waiting for them. You've experienced that now with hundreds receiving offers and working for Certified Kingdom Advisors around the country. And as a parent who might be listening, yeah, they want their kids to make a kingdom impact, but they also want to know that when they get that diploma, they can actually go to work. And we're seeing both happening here, right?
Yeah, that's correct. The marketplace turned for financial advisors about 5, 6, 7 years ago. after we kind of survived the financial crisis of 2007 and 2008 and 2009.
Yeah.
And so now there's more people retiring every year than are actually coming into the industry. So the opportunities are limitless. And that would include secular companies as well as these biblically minded employers as well.
That's great. Kurt, talk about the program that you've built there and just give these parents who perhaps are hearing about it for the first time, or maybe even a prospective student who's listening, a sense of what this program entails, how many years are we talking about, and the type of education they will receive.
Yeah, good question. In order to be a certified financial planner, you do have to have a bachelor's degree. So that's why it naturally fits in with these university programs. But most of them are also going to include a general liberal arts education or at least a business track education. But there's seven courses that are added to your education that are specifically geared to this CFP training. There would be courses like estate planning and retirement planning and investment planning and insurance planning. And so when you take all these courses, it's amazing how well prepared these students are for the workplace. And employers keep indicating to us that our students are really way ahead of a student that comes out of a program where they haven't studied these specific courses.
Yeah, very good. And it's one of the reasons I'm so excited here on MoneyWise for us to shine a spotlight on this, because most people just don't even realize that this type of career is available and there's a real demand for it. Kurt, you mentioned that although Liberty is doing a lot of work in this area and you have more than 100 students in the program right now, there are other universities around the country offering something similar. So would you describe what's happening around the country and even give us a list of those university names?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really fun to be kind of a pioneer in this field, but we're actually in our 13th year now.
Wow.
But a few years after we started, Mount Vernon Nazarene University in Ohio, I believe, was the second program.
Okay.
After that, there's several programs that started. I'll try to name them all. Indiana Wesleyan University has an online program. Calvin University in Michigan has a CFP CKA program, as does Biola University in California. We also have California Baptist that has a program, both CFP and CKA. Charleston Southern University this year has added a program in Charleston, South Carolina. Taylor University in Indiana has a program. And there's three others that I know have CFP programs and a fourth that's considering starting next year. So it's just exciting to see that these other Christian universities are kind of following in our path and recognize that there's a real need and there's a demand for their students when they graduate.
Well, if you're interested in learning more about one of these programs, you have a prospective student, you are a student interested in this through an undergraduate program, just reach out to any of the universities that Kurt just mentioned directly, and they can give you the details on their particular program. Kurt, as professor to these students going through this financial planning degreed program with CKA, give us a sense as you walk alongside these students, just what happens in their lives, their enthusiasm for their work as they see an opportunity to blend their profession with their ministry calling?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it really goes back to my own story in that I was an advisor for 36 years in this industry, working for two of the largest investment firms. And I loved my job, but it wasn't until I was introduced to Kingdom Advisors about 13, 14 years ago and went through the Kingdom Advisor training that I really began to understand the importance of integrating my faith into my practice. And it really just gave me a whole new life in this second half of my career. And it's why I had the desire to teach young people on the front end of their careers about what the Bible says about money and finances so they could integrate it into their careers. Because what young people tell us today, Rob, and you know this because you're around some young people, is they really want to, and I know they genuinely want to integrate their faith into what they do.
Yeah.
And I can't think of a career track that lets a graduate do that as well as this career track can do. And so it's exciting to just watch these kids kind of when the light bulb goes off and they really see that, hey, I get to have a fun career, but I also get to talk to people about my faith and integrate what the Bible says and the wisdom that comes with that into the conversations that they're having with their you know, future clients. And it's just fun to watch how successful some of them have been, even in the worldly sense, but certainly in God's eyes.
No question about it, Kurt. And that's why I'm so excited about what's happening here. Kurt, I know you and I work closely together with the team here at Kingdom Advisors on the annual conference and the role of these students in that gathering place that's the really gathering place for the Christian financial industry. Each February, we'll have more than 2,000 advisors there in Orlando this coming February, and we'll have nearly 150 students from the universities you mentioned. Talk about that piece of what you've been building here.
Yeah, this is the 13th year of our program, and probably the smartest thing I did the very first year that I had students, and it was only four, but I took them to the Kingdom Advisor Conference. That would have been back in February of 2011. And every year our numbers have grown. And it was fun about 3 or 4 years later when other universities started bringing their students. And this coming year, you mentioned, we'll have about 150 total students. I think we'll have 14, 15, maybe even as many as 16 or 17 different schools represented there. And what happens at that event for our students is life-changing. I mean, literally, students will come back and during the conference, they'll just say, Professor, just being here around all these really amazing Christian people that are in this industry, it changes how they view what they're going to do when they leave their respective universities. And I'm really grateful to the Kingdom Advisor Organization for providing such an amazing conference that lets these students get so excited about how God can use them.
Well, it's become a big part of what happens at that event every year. And we do actually a job fair for the students to interview with prospective employers or to be brought on for internships at the event. And it is really exciting. Well, Kurt, we've just scratched the surface. Quickly list those universities again for folks who want to learn more.
So it's Liberty University, Charleston Southern University, Mount Vernon Nazarene University, California Baptist University, Biola University, Taylor University, Calvin University, and Indiana Wesleyan University.
All right. Kurt, thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Well, we'll have Kurt back again real soon to talk more about this, but we'll be right back on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Stick around.
The AFA Resource Center has all your favorite items, everything from books, movies, shirts, and even hats. Introducing AFA's polyester and twill hats, starting at just $18. Whether you're into fashion, a collector, or you're just having a bad hair day, these hats are just what you need. You can buy one for yourself or a friend. Purchase your AFA hat today at resources.afa.net.
If you enjoy this radio program, you will love all of the many different resources waiting for you at moneywise.org. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with a community of thousands of Christians striving to be faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at moneywise.org.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the MoneyWise program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Hi, I'm Rob West, host of MoneyWise. I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association.
Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
Oh, we use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Delighted that Kurt Kornfield was able to join us today. I am thrilled about this emerging career path that allows young people ready to enter financial services to do it with God's word at the center and with impact on their mind as they think about counseling God's people related to financial planning and investments, but doing that with an eye toward an understanding of everything we talk about here on this program. God owns it all, and money is a tool to accomplish God's purposes, and that as we make money decisions, it's really the training ground of the heart, and God's word speaks to things like legacy and generosity and how we approach debt and how we think about communicating with our spouse, all of these things. Imagine a whole host of future financial professionals entering this business with all of those things at the forefront of their mind, seeing their practice as their ministry. Well, that's what's taking place as Liberty and now many other universities around the country are training the next generation of CFPs who also have the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. And as we see more students graduate and more universities offering this program, I just can't wait to see the kingdom impact that will occur as clients are counseled with God's word in mind. It's really exciting. If you have a young person who's maybe headed off to college, maybe wrestling with kind of where God is leading them, maybe they have a bent toward the math subjects, or they're interested in investing or financial planning, perhaps you ought to reach out to one of these universities and find out more about their program. This could be a great way for your student to pursue a career track that has a bright future in terms of the Labor Department telling us that financial services is going to continue to expand, but also as the number of Kingdom Advisors grow, now 3,500 around the country, they're all looking to hire these students as they're graduating as quickly as they graduate. They're being hired to bring them into the business. Because if they're focused on giving biblical counsel, they want the next generation that they're hiring to be focused on that as well. And so there's a job waiting for them, which is, I know, what you as a parent are thinking about. So be sure to check this out. It's pretty exciting. All right, let's turn our attention to your questions today. What's on your mind, financially speaking? We'd love to help you apply the wisdom from God's word to what you're dealing with in your financial life today. Let's do that together. Phone lines are open, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open. We'd love to hear from you. Let's begin today in North Carolina. Christine, you've been very patient. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Rob. I was hoping that you can tell me how to get income very fast. I declared 62 years old, almost 62, long-term unemployed. And I told the Obamacare people that I would have an income of $15,000 for this year. That hasn't materialized. So my question for you is, and this is such a rock bottom point, but should I withdraw the $15,000 from my IRA or my Roth IRA? Currently, I have $700,000 in my IRA. I am desperate. I do have to.
You broke up there for a second. You said, I am desperate, and I missed the rest of that.
Yes. I am desperate to get to $15,000, and I was wondering if the better option is to just withdraw it from my IRA or from my Roth IRA.
Okay. So are you trying to qualify for subsidies under Obamacare? Is that what you're after?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, because you can go back and change what you have reported in terms of what your expected income is. You know, with regard to Obamacare, they use the income that's for the current year. So not the prior year's tax return, but your income for the current year to determine whether you're eligible for subsidies for your premiums. And if you're between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level, you know, they will offer subsidies to you. And oftentimes that modified adjusted gross income that you report, which is your AGI, and then you add back in non-taxable Social Security benefits, tax-exempt interest, and then certain other types of income, you know, that will, you know, get to your modified adjusted gross income. But that does change periodically. And so you could go back and change that. If you wanted to, you know, hit a certain number, then IRA distributions, you know, are a part of that adjusted gross income because it's added to your taxable income for the year. So if you're long-term unemployed, you know, you have obviously this IRA, both Roth and traditional, that you could take distributions from to basically supplement your income. That would also be added to your taxable income for the year and would be a part of this calculation for the reportable income under the Affordable Care Act. So, yeah, that would be an easy way to do it. I guess the bigger question is, do you need that income? And if not, what is it you're living on currently?
My parents passed away, and I already wiped out $600,000 of my savings.
Wow.
And now I'm living off of my parents' inheritance.
Okay. All right. So how much do you have remaining in investable assets?
I have $40,000 left in my checking account, and I have the $300,000 that I inherited from my parents, and then that's it.
Okay. And so what are you needing to pull per month to cover your expenses?
I spend approximately $80,000 a year my living expenses.
Okay. So once you go through the $300,000, you really will have depleted all the assets that you have?
Yes. And I know the question, Rob, I can read your mind already. Christine, why don't you get up and go out and get a job? Why don't you try that? Yes, I know that that's the problem. But for right now, I just need to come up with the $15,000 to satisfy the Obamacare people.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And that's easy to do through an IRA distribution because that's all taxable income. So there's no problem there. I think the key is, and what I'm thinking about is just sustainability here. And you're right, we're going to have to find another source of income. But in terms of meeting that target number, you can easily do that by taking an IRA distribution. So stay on the line. Let's talk a little bit more off the air, and we'll be right back on MoneyWise. Stay with us.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the MoneyWise program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Siri, I need some advice.
What's up?
I have questions about planning for retirement, long-term care insurance. I don't know where to start.
It sounds like you need the MoneyWise app.
It's a free app that will help you find those answers and more.
Really?
Sure thing. You can ask your questions within the app and access helpful articles and MoneyWise podcasts.
Sounds great. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Okay, searching for MoneyWise on the App Store. Learn more at app.moneywise.org.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA upholds the truth that all human beings, including the unborn, are created in the image of God and are worthy of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the MoneyWise program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. SoundMindInvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us this morning on American Family Radio. This is MoneyWise. I'm Rob West, and we're thrilled you're along with us today. Each morning we gather together here on this program to apply the wisdom from God's Word to your financial decisions and choices. What are you thinking about this morning, financially speaking? We'd love to hear from you. With lines open, 800-525-7000. We'll get you on the air quickly. Again, 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We have several lines open. We could tackle your spending plan, perhaps your long-term savings or investments. Maybe you want to talk about paying down debt or your giving strategy. Whatever it might be, we'd love to hear from you. Again, 800-525-7000. A couple of emails we've received recently, and thanks for writing to us at questions@moneywise.org. We try to get as many of them on the air as we can. This one from Pete. He says, I think my property value has increased beyond 80% loan to value, and I'm still paying private mortgage insurance. I don't have an FHA mortgage. It's conventional. What can I do to drop the PMI? Well, if you're just based on your scheduled payments, if you reach 78% loan to value, meaning you started at something higher than that, and through just regular payments without any appreciation of the home, you've reached that 78% mark, they have to drop it. You can request it at 80%. Now, the difference is if you're trying to count appreciation of the property in that loan-to-value calculation. So you believe your property has increased in value, which is the case for most folks out there if you've had this home for, you know, more than just this calendar year, and you're counting on that appreciation to get you to this 80% target, then your lender may drop it if they're willing to take a look and see if they concur based on comparative market analysis, or they may require an appraisal, which would run you somewhere between $200 and $500. But if you're fairly confident that you have reached that 80% mark, certainly if you think you've reached the 78% mark, then it might be worth you spending the money if they're going to require it to do that appraisal, because now with a conventional mortgage, if you can document that, you could drop that PMI, which does nothing for you. That private mortgage insurance is for the benefit of the lender only, and so that's just an unnecessary expense you could get rid of. So, Pete, I would start by contacting your lender, seeing if they'll do it automatically without any documentation. If not, that's where you may want to just inquire as to whether or not they would like you to pay for an appraisal. And if it comes out that you are right, that they would agree in advance to go ahead and drop that PMI. Again, if you can document 78% loan to value, by law, they have to drop it. All right, let's take some phone calls today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to hear from you. Asher in Texas, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yes, good morning, Rob. How you doing?
Good.
I'm just calling with a question about my 401k. I was wanting to know, could I borrow from it to pay my son's college tuition?
Yeah. So tell me, a little bit about what you've got here. So this is a 401k. You're looking to borrow as opposed to a withdrawal. Is that right?
Well, I will actually just withdraw. Could I withdraw? Because I've borrowed from it prior, but I just wanted this particular time. Could I just draw from it?
Yes, you can. It's not your best option, in my view. I would like for you to see that 401k really as your retirement source. There are other ways to pay for college. There are not other ways to pay for retirement. And so, from that standpoint, I would love to see you not touch this. There is a situation where, you'll have to certainly, no doubt, pay the taxes on it. You can avoid that penalty for an early withdrawal if you are using this for direct higher education expenses. So if you're under 59 and a half, whereas you normally would have had a 10% penalty, you can avoid that. But it is still going to be your tax added to your taxable income for the year. And beyond that, you have to recognize that, again, this money is now no longer available for your retirement. And the key there is you certainly want to be able to miss the or have the opportunity for that money to continue to grow for you. So I think from that standpoint, I would be looking for other ways, scholarships and grants, your student working in the summer, maybe getting an on-campus job as a last resort. Borrowing is an option as well. But give me your thoughts on that.
Oh, well, I enjoy what the feedback I've got as well. But I will look into that. I was trying to avoid going to the grants or the student loans of that nature.
Yeah.
I was kind of looking for a way to kind of just pay for it and be done with it without having to have to pay it back or have him have to pay it back. But
yes. Okay.
But yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and the other thing I would just keep in mind is you need to contact your plan administrator just to confirm, in fact, that you wouldn't have that 10% penalty. You definitely can take it out of an IRA penalty-free for qualified expenses. The key with a 401k is it's really going to be whether your plan allows for what they call hardship withdrawals, and that's where this would fall. So you may or may not be able to miss that 10% penalty. If you can't, then that 10% on top of it all being added to your taxable income is really going to make it expensive money, if you will. So as much as I know you want to just be able to say, listen, those expenses are done and we can move on and he doesn't have to think about the debt and we don't either. You paying perhaps a 10% penalty could go either way, plus the taxes, plus this money no longer being available to grow for the next, however many years between now and retirement, I think makes it a pretty unattractive option. So I would look at every other possibility, Asher. And let me just encourage you, there are some great options out there for scholarships and grants. If he hasn't really set his mind to trying to find these and apply for them. I've got a high school senior right now, and he spends a good bit of time in the evenings just applying for scholarships and grants all over the place. There's hundreds of them. And don't miss that opportunity to access some of these funds that are out there and, take the easy route of just withdrawing from that 401k. So hopefully that's an encouragement to you. Thank you for calling today, sir, and all the best to you as you look for college funding sources. To North Carolina, Judy, you're next on the program. How can I help?
Hi, Rob. I'm very ignorant to this investing, but I've heard a lot about the I-bonds, and my husband and I, we are very behind the times. He's recently been investing in his mutual funds that his job offered him, so I called them. I didn't know if we could switch some money over to the I-bonds with paying interest as such. And he was, discouraging me that I wouldn't even get but half of that. Because the way I understood it is you have to, it's for a year. And then if you withdraw it, and correct me if I'm wrong, after the year, the last 3 months of interest is taken, but you still earn that. I'm using, you know, rounded numbers, 10%.
Yeah.
Why is he saying this, basically, is my question, like, that I'm not going to, because I have all faith that you all are telling me the truth, and I'm wanting
sure.
to go to that and
yeah.
do that.
Well, let's do this. I've got to take a quick break, Judy, but if you could hold on, I will absolutely weigh in on all of that. There's some truth to that, but we'll talk about whether it makes sense for you. This is Money Wise. We'll be right back.
On American Family Radio. Hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. Even if you will, I won't. Catchy phrase, isn't it? What are your even ifs? In the book of Daniel, three young men are brought before the king for not worshiping the image the king has set before them. In a rage, he threatens to throw them into a blazing furnace. Their response was gutsy, to say the least. They said, God is able to save us, but even if he does not, we will not serve or worship your gods. Jesus said, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel. Be salt and light in a dark world. My point, even if you don't feel qualified, even if you get hives just thinking about it, even if no other Christian you know is sharing their faith, you will. You will. Your job is to ignite revival outside the walls of your church by moving everyone, every day, closer to Jesus. Get help sharing your faith at igniteamerica.com.
God's Word is packed with life-changing wisdom about your finances, and MoneyWise is here to help you and millions of others learn to be wise stewards. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on help from MoneyWise patrons, supporters of this mission, to help us continue and expand our outreach. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? If so, please consider becoming a monthly MoneyWise patron. Visit MoneyWise.org and click Give on the homepage.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise and American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. We've got room for one or two more questions. 800-525-7000. What's on your mind financially? Give us a call. We'd love to chat. Just before the break, we were talking to Judy, who has some questions about I-bonds, inflation bonds from the U.S. Treasury. She's getting some mixed messages and just wanting to know how she should think about whether or not the I-bonds are a good option for her. And Judy, you were asking about the penalty that you have to recognize if you pull the money out after a year, but before 5 years, you give up the prior 3 months worth of interest. And that's absolutely true. So the way these bonds work, they're 20-year bonds with a 10-year extension. So 30-year bonds, you have to keep it in for a year. If you pull it out in less than 5 years, when that interest is credited on redemption, and that's how it works, as soon as you redeem it, all the interest that you're entitled to for the time that it was in the bonds is credited. If it's less than 5 years, there would be a subtraction of 3 months worth of that interest. So that would not be credited. And the question is, does this make sense? Well, the answer is maybe. It really just depends on what money we're talking about. So if you want to think about the assets that you have, the investable assets, think about it in terms of buckets. Okay, so bucket one is your emergency fund. This is what I would typically say you need to have 3 to 6 months expenses in a liquid savings account for the unexpected. That's not I-bond money, because that, by definition, you need to be able to access immediately, because if you don't know when the unexpected is going to come. And with the I-bonds, you've got to leave it there for a year. Bucket two might be short-term money. Maybe you're saving for a big vacation a year from now. You're saving for a down payment on a house. It's sitting in a savings account, but you know you're not going to use it for 1 or 2 or 3 years. That's a great option for this money. It's not inside a retirement account, because you can't put qualified money into an I-bond. This money you don't need right away, but you're just looking to get a little bit more yield, a little bit more return on the money. That's what we're talking about. Bucket three and beyond would be money that you say, this is for the long term. It's really for my retirement. It's 5 years plus. I wouldn't put that money in I bonds either, because I would rather you be in a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio that is going to perform better over the long haul, because recognize that what we're experiencing in terms of this temporary bump in the I bond yield, now 6.8%. Back in, you know, a month ago, it was 9.62%, which made it really attractive. That's temporary. It's going to come back down to where it normally is once inflation gets under control. So we don't want to, you know, make a commitment here and miss the stock market recovery with our long-term money for something that really is temporary. But if you've got some money that fits in what I call bucket two, which is a 1 to 5 year time horizon, you're saving for a specific purpose, you don't want to take any risk, then why not get that 6.8% while you're waiting, at least what it's paying today for the next 6 months. Now, what about that reduction of 3 months worth of interest? Well, let's just run the numbers on that. I mean, basically, if you're, you know, you're getting 6.8%, you know, that's basically a little more than 0.5% every month. And you were to take 3 months of that, that's 1.7%. So 6.8% minus that 1.7% that's going to be withdrawn for an early withdrawal less than 5 years, you're still getting 5% on the money with zero risk because it's backed by the U.S. government. So the question is a 5% yield with no risk a good investment for $10,000? Absolutely. You're not going to find 5% with U.S. government backing anywhere else. So again, as long as it fits the right parameters, I think that's still a very attractive rate. Now, the only asterisk at the end of that is that 6.8% is what it's paying for the next 6 months. That will change again in May of next year, and it may come down, which could take that overall 12-month yield from the 5% that you would get after the penalty down to something like, you know, 3.5 or 4. And at that point, you might say, well, I could have just gotten that in a savings account, and you'd be right. So I think, you know, it's getting to the point now that we've lost this 9.6% yield to where, you know, there is some question as to whether, you know, it's still as good of an investment as it was a month ago. But it's still fairly attractive, if all that makes sense.
Right. It does make sense. And you answered a question, too, because so in the long term, in that when May comes, the interest rate can change and it can go down or it could go up. Yeah. And that's what I was wondering. Just because you enter it at a rate, it's just good for that until it's reassessed, I guess, would be the
word. Yeah, let me clarify that, though. Once you purchase the electronic bonds, and you do have to do it electronically, and so we would have to address the question you asked before about, you know, my husband and I are behind the times, how do we do this? But once you purchase those bonds, you get the rate that's being offered at that time for a full 6 months. So it doesn't change automatically as soon as they come out with the new rate. It's only going to change for you once your 6 months is up. So you will get that rate for 6 months. The question is, we don't know what the next 6 months will hold until we find out in May. And that's going to be based on what's called CPI, the Consumer Price Index, which is just what inflation is doing on the goods and services most Americans use at that time. And I will say the Federal Reserve, the reason they're raising rates is they want to see that number coming down, and they're going to work very hard to make sure that it's a lot lower in May than it is today.
Right. I understand now. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And I'm just so grateful that I found this radio station. I'm new to it, but I'm
awesome.
Telling everybody about it. It's honest if people could get a hold of it, what's really going on out there. And
yeah.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. Happy to do it. And thank you for being a part of the American Family Radio family. We appreciate it. To Texas we go. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling today. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, Mr. West, I have a question for you. I have $300,000 in cash sitting in a online savings account that is 3%. I just did it maybe a few months ago. Is that a good move on my part, or is there any suggestion you can make to make my money work better, make more, or do better?
It totally depends, Mark, on what the purpose of the money is. You know, if you were to say to me, I've got $300,000 in an online savings, and next month I'm going to buy a home for $500,000, and I'm going to put it in all of that $300,000 into that home purchase, then it's a great place. If you say, I've got $300,000 and I don't need to touch it for the next 25 years, it's a terrible place because you're not even keeping up with inflation at 3%. And so we probably ought to deploy it in an investing account. If you said, well, a portion of it is my emergency fund, but the rest I can let go of, well, then we'd break it up into buckets, if you will, and say, you know, we're going to put a little bit over here and we're going to put the rest of it over there. So it really all depends on the time horizon and the purpose of the money. So clarify that for me.
Well, I am fixing to retire. I'm going to be 62. I'm going to work maybe a couple more years and then go home to the Philippines. Although I'm a U.S. citizen, I'm thinking of going home to the Philippines. I have a home here in Texas, which is fully paid, which I can keep or sell as well. Now, I have nothing in the Philippines except a land that I want to build a home in. But that's the only expense I can foresee. Plus, of course, my daily survival and medical care, just in case.
Okay, so if let's say you were to head to the Philippines and retire in what, 3 years?
2 years or three at the most.
Okay, and if you were to buy a home when you get there or build a home, would you need to use this $300,000 to do it?
I may use it or not, depending on if I sell the house that I have here in Texas.
Okay. So I think that's the decision you need to make is, are you going to keep or sell the house, and what proceeds might you expect, and how much do you need to keep available for a major transaction like a home purchase or construction in less than 3 years? I'd want to keep that money very safe, very liquid in probably a money market fund where you can get maybe 4.5%. Money that is not going to be deployed then, are you going to use it to generate income? Are you going to start taking withdrawals from this to support your income when you get to the Philippines, or will you have another income source?
Well, I'm looking at my Social Security to sustain me while I'm there, which would be sufficient. And so this money that I told you about, actually it had been sitting in my regular bank here in the city where I am in, was making like 0.01 something percent. And over the years, I thought, wow, I have been wasting time sitting, letting this money sit in here. My son just told me, Daddy, you're not putting it wisely away. And that's how it came about that I put it in a online savings account. I think I heard it from your program about...
Yeah, very good. Well, I'm glad you're getting at least a little bit of interest on it, Mark. Are you self-employed currently?
No, sir. I am a full-time therapist with a home health agency.
Okay. And are you funding a retirement account through your job?
We have a 401k plan at work, and I am participating in it.
Okay. I'd max that out to get as much going into that as possible, even if you have to supplement your income by pulling from the $300,000, because I'd want to systematically get as much of that $300,000 into a tax-deferred environment between now and when you retire as possible. Apart from that, I would do some planning to decide whether or not you're going to keep the house, how much you need to set aside for the home purchase in the Philippines, and the rest I'd connect with an advisor here before you go who could manage this for you and invest it and not take more risk than you're comfortable with, but get it growing for you so you're outpacing inflation. I'd find a couple of certified Kingdom advisors on our website, Mark, at moneywise.org. Click find a CKA. Interview two or three. Find the one that's the best fit and go ahead and hire them now. We appreciate your call, Mark. All the best to you in this next season of life, sir. God bless you. Folks, thanks for being along with us today. Grateful for Jim, Pat, and Devin, my great team, serving us really well each day on this program. Thank you for being along here as well. We'll look for you next time on MoneyWise on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.